Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcissists Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Narcissistic Fathers, How to Deal with a Toxic Father and Complex PTSD by Caroline Foster, is a self-help and recovery guide for adult children who believe their father may have been narcissistic, emotionally abusive, controlling, or psychologically unsafe. The book belongs to the popular psychology and trauma recovery category rather than academic clinical literature. Its purpose is to help readers identify patterns of narcissistic parenting, understand why childhood emotional abuse can continue to shape adult identity, and begin separating their own needs and choices from a father's demands. Foster focuses on family hierarchy, manipulation, favoritism, guilt, emotional intimidation, and the long-term consequences often described through complex PTSD. The book is especially oriented toward validation and first-stage awareness. It explains how a toxic father can dominate the emotional climate of a household, and how children may internalize blame, fear, and self-doubt long after leaving home. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the narcissistic father is the center of family power and emotional control. The central theme of the book is the way a narcissistic father organizes the family around his ego, moods, and need for dominance. Foster presents this household not simply as strict parenting, but as a system in which the father's approval becomes the measure of a child's value. The child learns that peace depends on monitoring the father's reactions, avoiding criticism, and adapting to whatever version of reality he imposes. This framing is important because it shifts attention from isolated bad incidents to the ongoing structure of control. The harm comes from living in an environment where debate is discouraged, emotional needs are minimized, and independence may be treated as disloyalty. The book emphasizes that such fathers can use disappointment, anger, guilt, or withdrawal to keep children compliant. This helps readers recognize why they may still feel controlled in adulthood, even when physical distance exists. The issue is not only past behavior, but an internalized authority figure that continues to shape decisions, relationships, and self-trust. Emotional abuse as a source of complex PTSD symptoms in adult children, Foster connects narcissistic fathering with the long-term effects of chronic emotional abuse, especially symptoms often associated with complex PTSD. The book treats trauma as something that can result not only from obvious physical danger, but also from prolonged exposure to humiliation, unpredictability, fear, rejection, and psychological pressure. This is a useful emphasis for readers whose experiences were difficult to name because the abuse may have been verbal, emotional, or relational rather than visibly violent. The book links these early patterns to adult struggles such as self-doubt, relationship anxiety, shame, hypervigilance, emotional numbing, and difficulty making independent choices. Its reasoning is that a child who repeatedly learns that love depends on performance or obedience may develop survival strategies that later become painful limitations. While the book is not positioned as a clinical manual, its discussion of complex PTSD gives readers a vocabulary for understanding why childhood dynamics can remain active in the body, emotions, and decision-making habits long after the household itself has been left behind. Thirdly, family roles such as golden child and scapegoat as survival positions. The book highlights how narcissistic families often assign children roles that serve the father's emotional needs rather than the children's development. Foster describes patterns such as the golden child, who receives approval for reflecting well on the parent, and the scapegoat, who absorbs blame and becomes the outlet for family tension. These roles matter because they explain why siblings from the same household can have very different memories and coping styles. One child may be rewarded for compliance and achievement, while another may be punished for resistance or simply used as a target for frustration. The book presents these roles less as fixed personalities and more as survival positions within a distorted family hierarchy. A child adapts to gain safety, reduce conflict, or preserve some connection to the parent. In adulthood, however, those adaptations can become burdens. The golden child may struggle to separate worth from approval, while the scapegoat may carry chronic shame or anger. By naming these roles, Foster helps readers see family conflict as systemic rather than purely personal. Fourthly, recognizing manipulation patterns rather than relying on a formal diagnosis. Another important aspect of the book is its focus on observable behavior. Foster addresses pathological narcissism, types of narcissistic presentation, and strategies of manipulation. But the practical value lies in helping readers identify patterns rather than requiring them to diagnose a parent. And the book points to behaviors such as gaslighting, emotional invalidation, blame shifting, intimidation, guilt-based pressure, favoritism, and control over personal identity. This approach is useful because many adult children may never receive a formal explanation for a parent's behavior, and the parent may deny wrongdoing. By concentrating on repeated interactions and their effects, the book allows readers to ask more grounded questions, Did the father allow disagreement? Did he respect boundaries? Did the child feel safe having separate thoughts, needs, or emotions? This behavioral lens helps avoid endless debate over labels while still validating harm. It also encourages readers to evaluate the present-day impact of contact with the father, including whether conversations continue to produce fear, obligation, shame, or confusion. Lastly, recovery begins with awareness, boundary setting, and reclaiming identity. Foster does not present healing as a quick cure, but as a process of recognizing inherited fear, challenging the internalized voice of the narcissistic father, and rebuilding a sense of self that is not organized around pleasing or avoiding him. Practical implications include learning to protect emotional space, seeking appropriate support, questioning guilt-based obligations, and noticing how old family rules affect adult relationships. The book is strongest as an entry point for readers who are beginning to connect present distress with childhood emotional abuse. It offers validation and a framework for naming what happened. Its limitation is that readers seeking rigorous clinical depth, extensive research discussion, or a detailed treatment plan may need additional trauma-focused resources or professional care. Even so, its accessible style can help readers move from vague discomfort to clearer recognition. That recognition is often necessary before more structured therapy, boundary work, or long-term recovery can become effective. In conclusion, Narcissistic Fathers is best suited for adult children who suspect that their father's control, anger, self-absorption, favoritism, or emotional cruelty shape their sense of self. It may also help readers who feel guilty for distancing themselves from a parent, or who cannot understand why ordinary decisions still trigger fear, shame, or self-doubt. The practical benefit is vocabulary. The book gives readers terms and patterns for naming emotional abuse, family roles, manipulation, and trauma responses that may previously have felt private or confusing. Its intellectual benefit is its system's view of the family. Instead of treating the adult child as oversensitive or defective, it asks how a household organized around one person's ego can distort identity development. Compared with broader books on narcissistic abuse, this one stands out through its narrow focus on fathers and the paternal authority structure in the home. Compared with clinical trauma books, it is more accessible and validating, though less research-intensive. Readers looking for a first-stage guide may find it useful. While those needing diagnosis, treatment for severe trauma symptoms, or evidence-based therapy protocols should use it alongside professional support and more specialized trauma literature. If you would like to support Caroline Foster, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.